Today we are looking at the life of a British Anglican priest who receives no attention in our Australian media, but who has done a mighty job in promoting peace between warring parties in Palestine and Iraq, and ended up pastoring the largest church in Iraq. His name is Andrew White. Andrew White was born in 1965 in Britain. At age 10, he told his teacher he wanted to be an anaesthetist and a priest. He was brought up in a Baptist church, a denomination which does not even have priests. At age 17, he went to the St. Thomas Hospital in London to study anaesthetics and medicine, and he loved it. He took a paid position in that hospital. Meanwhile, his interest and calling for ministry became stronger and stronger, and so he started training for the Anglican ministry. As part of his training, he studied Judaism. On his second visit to Jerusalem, a godly Christian woman prophesied that his calling in life would be to seek the peace of Jerusalem and the Middle East, and so it turned out to be. He was ordained in 1990 at age 25 and worked as a curate at St. Mark's Church in South London. He also met and married his wife, Caroline, there. He became involved in a forum to promote interreligious dialogue between Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, and received an award for this work in 1994. In 1998, he was appointed to be canon in charge of international ministry at Coventry Cathedral, and his second son was born that year. It was at this time that he was diagnosed as having multiple sclerosis. In 2001, tensions between Israel and the Palestinians were huge. Andrew started travelling to and from Jerusalem, meeting religious leaders and politicians on both sides and trying to reduce tensions. He had a vision of getting Jews and Muslims and Christians together, and he succeeded. In 2002, the Alexandria Accord was signed by key leaders on both sides of the conflict. This accord condemned killing in the name of God. Father Andrew was friendly with key Iraqi religious and political leaders when the Iraq War broke out in 2003. He worked for peace in the terrible aftermath. His efforts resulted in the Baghdad Religious Accord of 2004. This was signed by 39 religious leaders of all faiths and condemned killing of innocents in the name of God. Implementation teams were then set up to further the goals of the accord, with all religions taking part. Andrew White's life was in danger daily. He has been threatened with death, beaten up, held at gunpoint, and locked in a room with human fingers and toes covering the floor, not knowing if he would be the next to be maimed. Everywhere he went, he was accompanied by 4 or 5 armed bodyguards. This cost his organisation £750 per day until some supporters took on the role for free. When he went to church on Sundays, he was driven in a bulletproof limousine with sirens wailing and weapons poking out the windows. In 2006-07, a lot of his time was taken up trying to have kidnap victims released. He worked on 142 cases and was able to get 39 released. Some kidnappings were for money and some for political reasons. At one point in 2007, in one area of Baghdad, 500 Christians were being murdered there every month. A few years ago, there were 700,000 indigenous Christians in Iraq. Today, there are no more than 55,000. Many have fled and only the poorest remain. Andrew White did not neglect the spiritual dimension. He started holding Christian services in a derelict church called St. George's when he first went to Baghdad in 1998. By 2008, his congregation had grown from 0 to 1,800, including 500 children. These people were Chaldean, Armenian, Assyrian, and Latin Catholic Christians of Iraq. In the 12 months after the fall of Saddam Hussein, 11 of Andrew's staff were killed or disappeared, never to be seen again. In July 2007, 36 of his congregation were kidnapped. In the first half of 2008, 89 were taken or killed. Father Andrew provided food for his congregation, as most had no jobs. He also provided food for nearby destitute Muslims. This work is ongoing today. This food is paid for by British churches. His church provides medical care for all who come for help, both Christian and Muslim. His church has started a mothers' union which has 1,000 proud members. They are at the forefront of relief work. providing food, making clothes and curtains and essentials for people's homes. They pray and study together. They help all in the community who ask for help. Father Andrew keeps working despite his poor health and multiple sclerosis. He has low energy, poor balance, slurred speech at times, and poor sight. He is a very positive person and positive about the future of Iraq. He is an unsung hero, a Christian, who has made and is making a difference. Christians made.